Natural View. I'm Maggie Jacqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine. And my guest today is Dr. Edward Group. As a healer and alternative health advocate, Dr. Group has dedicated his life to helping others. He's the founder and CEO of Global Healing. And he's really focused on just spreading his message of positivity, hope, and wellness throughout the world. I absolutely love that. So I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
It's an honor, really. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, great. Well, I want to hear more about the story of Global Healing and what you're doing, because like I just said, your mission, I love it. So let's start by talking a little bit about the company. What led you to start Global Healing? Tell us about your mission and your motivation.
Okay. Very interesting story, actually. I was at a dinner. Well, first of all, I was studying allopathic and I wanted to go to medical school and become a heart surgeon. And then I ended up, this is how the universe works, at a dinner party, and I'm sitting next to this guy, and he's talking to me about this research team that he's starting on alternative medicine for cancer, and how, you know, he's been finding out about all these pharmaceuticals and how they, the general allopathic treats the symptoms of disease and not the root cause of disease. And here I am after all this, you know, studying about pharmaceuticals and everything and about to start studying for my MCAT to get into medical school. I was in an argument with this guy. And so finally he said, look, pick any pharmaceutical and tell me that it really does any good for the body. He said, you have a background in chemistry and biochemistry. Just, you know, go to the library and let's meet or call me. Here's my number. And I was intrigued. I couldn't sleep that night because what he was telling me, he said, oh, there's been cures for all these diseases, natural cures and all this. I'm like, well, why haven't I learned any of this? Why haven't I been taught any of this? As a matter of fact, I was taught the opposite. I was taught that, you know, natural medicine doesn't work. It's quackery. It's, you know, it's just witchcraft. Some people were calling it witchcraft, et cetera. So it was a mind opening experience at that point in time. And so I went to the library the next day and I started breaking down, you know, a few of the pharmaceuticals, trying to find what they were made of, the ingredients, how they were linked, you know, and I was just in shock basically after about, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 hours of sitting there. And I can remember driving home and saying, my career is, you know, everything I've planned for is over at this point. What am I supposed to do? There's no way. I saw it with my own eyes. I broke it down and said, this is not curing anything. This is not helping anything. All it is putting a Band-Aid over something. Now, granted, for emergency case scenarios, yes, it was, you know, you can save people's lives. But, you know, the things I was looking at were either covering up a symptom, stopping an action in the body, or doing something like that, which was harmful. So I called him up. I said, can I join your research team? I mean, actually, I was in the car. I was crying on the way home because like, what am I going to do now? And the only thing I knew was, let me call this guy. And so I called him and he got on his research team. And for 2 years, we studied the root cause of disease and the root cause of cancer. At that time, MD Anderson and the cancer hospitals were implementing the CAM approach. This was in 95, by the way, 1995. Okay. There was no internet there. So we had to go to these underground cancer societies and meet with these doctors. And it was fascinating what we learned. I mean, we learned that there were many different protocols, natural protocols to heal disease. But there was one thing that the most successful doctors were doing. First of all, we learned that the root cause of all negative health conditions and all disease is a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. And when I say external environment, the external environment is everything outside of your body, which is watching the news, getting on social media, hanging around friends that bring you down, living in your home, which is toxic with mold and mildew and air fresheners and all these things, mm-hmm. and sleeping on a memory foam mattress and, you know, everything in your external environment that is lowering your vibrational frequencies or is damaging to your health, electromagnetic frequencies from cell phone towers, et cetera. So that's the this is the conclusion of our research and talking to all these doctors, is the external environment is toxic and the internal environment is toxic. And the internal environment is the foods that you're eating, the GMOs, the processed foods, the pesticides, the insecticides, the glyphosate, the atrazine, the food dyes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We looked at hundreds of things in the external environment, hundreds of things in the internal environment, from the water, all the chemicals and toxins in the water that people were drinking, the beverages, the alcohol, the milk, all the pus, the antibiotics in the milk. I mean, it was overwhelming, actually, at the amount of toxins that people were exposed to in their external environment and in their internal environment as well. So then, you know, we also knew that we discovered that everybody has a self-healing mechanism. I mean, that's really the key and the most powerful healing substance that everybody has is within them already. Mm-hmm. And that the true definition of a doctor should be a teacher, not a prescriber.
I love that.
So that's when we started presenting our evidence and things. And then we were just really shut down. And that was even before the internet. We were starting to submit our evidence to people. And we, you know, hospitals, things like that. And it was real fast before they learned of what we were doing. And so, at that point in time, we decided to start a clinic because we had all the evidence. We had protocols for every single disease, and we had a simplified approach at that point in time because we asked all these doctors, well, where do you start? What are you doing? And so we analyzed all that. And the first place that the number one thing that we knew that needed to be done when we started working with individuals from the data that we collected was listening to the patient. So we opened up our clinic in 1998, Global Healing Center. First of all, it was called another name, but then around there, that time we switched it. But that was really the story of how we began. It began with identifying the root cause of all disease and then developing protocols and teaching people how to manifest their own health. And so
it's amazing how that one conversation just caused this whole, you know, movement that you're on. That's fantastic.
It was life-changing. I mean, I went from not knowing what I was going to do to we were so excited because here we are, this group of people that we had in our hands the solutions for mm-hmm. cancer and every other disease. And mm-hmm. and the thing is, it was in simplicity. It was so simple. We had one thing that worked on every single disease. And here's what it was. We identified five things that cause every single problem, including emotional and mental problems. Number one is a toxic gut, because all of those chemicals and toxins from the outside and the inside, the first exposure point really is the gut. That's where they all come in and enter. Number two, they go from the gut to the liver. So we found everybody had congested livers and the livers were only functioning at around 15%. Number three, we found everybody that had a high levels of toxic, harmful organisms in their body. They had fungus, mold, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of harmful organisms. Number four, we found people had high levels of chemicals and heavy metals in their system. And number five, they had toxic emotional patterns where they were under stress. They were holding on to lots of resentment, anger, fear, all of these things from their life. So the process that we used was we knew those were the things that needed to be addressed. So what we did was the first step was to educate the patient. And so we would have them come in and say, just tell us what's going on with you. And they would just spill their guts for 2 hours. And they would say, you know what, because we only saw the worst of the worst. Like all the people that came to us had already been to all the other doctors. Mm-hmm. And we were like the last resort. And we got known for that really fast. So even the famous naturopathic doctors and everybody else, if they couldn't solve a case, they would always send them to us. So, you know, we were like the clinic that was working with the hardest cases all the time. And when the patients would come in and they would say, after they spent 2 hours just getting everything out, they would say, you know, you're the first person that actually listened to me in the last 20 years. And that was, we learned, is the first stage of the healing process, is listening, because they're getting all of that information out. They're regurgitating it, and now they're ready. And so then we would say, now, are you ready to understand why you have the condition that you have? And they would say, yes. Did anyone explain to you why you have the condition you have now? No. Mm-hmm. This is why. Your external environment, your internal environment, we would go over all that. And because I'm not going to rewire my house with electricity unless I learn about electricity, right? So the healing process works the same way. You have to let them, you have to teach the patients or teach the individuals how to heal themselves, is what you're doing. So then we would always start, and this is the biggest, the simplest, yet the most misunderstood, you know, I wish every single doctor was doing this, but this is what we learned, is that it only makes sense. If your external environment is toxic and your internal environment is toxic, then you need to clean your external environment. You need to clean your internal environment. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we would do is clean the and heal the gut. Mm-hmm. Then we would clean and heal the liver. Then we would clean and get all of the parasites, all the harmful organisms out of the body. Then we would clean all the chemicals and heavy metals out of the body. And then we would work with them emotionally. But mm-hmm. what we found is, just with cleansing alone and detoxification of their life, 90% of the time, all their health conditions go away. Because what's happening is you're reactivating your body's self-healing mechanism, and the body starts taking care of itself. It's just suppressed because of all of the toxins and the chemicals and all the stuff that's suppressing it on a daily basis.
That's incredible.
So we had that clinic for a couple of years, and we got so popular. We had the royal family, people from the royal family flying in, all kinds of billionaires, you know, movie stars and stuff that had cancer, that had all these diseases. And then we got to the point where the internet started coming online and people started talking about us, and the FDA came in and raided our clinic and shut us down.
Okay.
And that was another big, you know, learning lesson. We knew that. We had talked to all the doctors that had been, you know, harassed and shut down and put in jail for even coming out and speaking about natural things that, or teaching people how to heal. And so we, you know, all of our records were seized. We were shut down at that point. And so we were back to square one. And that was, again, right when the internet was out. So we said, you know what, let's come out with an online presence, Global Healing. It was globalhealingcenter.com back then. Now it's Global Healing. And let's rename all this under detoxification, wellness, recovery, not make any claims,
right?
But still use the same high-end detoxification programs and try to educate as many people as we could all over the world. Because our mission has always been to try to help as many people as we possibly can. And so that's how we got into developing all the supplements and the detox programs that we were using, and really just expanding on all that over the years.
I think that's one of the things that you really do successfully, is that education. I love how info-packed your website is. There's so much excellent content on there, so much learning to be done. So, you know, for anybody listening, for the retailers listening that's on globalhealing.com, definitely check that out. There's a lot that you can gain and share there. You've really grown and evolved now over the years. And you have, you know, you're focused on helping people maintain wellness. And it goes beyond that too, in terms of, you know, your whole facility and the work you do with farmers. So I want to talk some about some of the initiatives that you have going on. Now, one of the things that I read about on the website was this focus on going beyond organic. So can you talk a little about that and what that looks like at Global Healing?
Yeah, so I've always kind of been a science nerd and kind of looking outside of the box and studied a lot of Nikola Tesla's work. As a matter of fact, when we were on the research team, we had the blessing to meet with individuals that had Royal Raymond Rife's work, which he's the one that developed the light microscope, and he was using frequencies to basically create vibrations in the cells of different organisms and things like that that would blow the cells up. And he had extreme success with cancer and all kinds of other disease using frequencies. So I've really been into, because when you look at the healing process at the cellular level, all that is just, all we are is vibrations and energy. So are you doing things that are going to raise your vibrational frequencies? Or are you doing things that lower your vibrational frequencies? So I'm a big stickler for always getting the best, highest quality, high vibrational raw materials. And over the years, I've always wanted, so we're a privately owned company because we don't take any private equity. And so that way we can buy the high quality herbs, we can work with the farmers. I'm into quantum dynamic farming, which is a way above organic, way above biodynamic. Quantum organic farming is actually using sound and light and water structuring devices to water the plants with. You know, even organic gardening and organic growing, in some cases they use tap water, which is just putting all kinds of chemicals back into the soil. So it's more about we look at like from the seed all the way up till the supplement is completely created. And that's something that kind of sets us apart from anybody in the industry right now. I'll give you a couple examples. Like if we're looking for our raw materials, we want the freshest high vibrational stuff that's out there and available because it's the vibration that works on the healing process. And I can buy $2 milk thistle, certified organic, from, you know, anywhere. Maybe it sat in China in a warehouse somewhere for 2 years in 120 degree heat. See, these are a lot of things that most people don't look at, but I look at every single thing along the whole pathway of where the herb is, who touches it. Those, as a matter of fact, in our facility, everybody has to be in a good mood. They do, you know, meditation. We have very positive music playing over the manufacturing facility. And so the herbs that we choose, I might pay $18 a pound for milk thistle just because I know that I want to be able to take it. And I know that it's the end consumer result that is what we're looking for. We were one of the first companies to invent using gum acacia, diatomaceous earth, and organic fillers and excipients in our products because we got away from, we didn't want to have the mag stearate, the silicon dioxide, and all those fillers and excipients and binders that end up clogging up the liver anyway and clogging up the system. So we wanted to do everything as natural as possible. So we ended up building the only organic facility in the world, manufacturing facility in the world, built from the ground up. It took us 5 years to build because we had to reinvent the epoxy for the flooring to make it non-VOC. We're the first facility in the world to put pressed magnesium oxide in boards instead of sheetrock. I mean, everything from the ground up, all the paint in there is organic clay-based paint. There's no electromagnetic frequencies anywhere in the facility to alter any of the herbs. Wow. And so when the herbs come in to our client, we're all climate controlled. Our warehouse is all climate controlled, which most facilities don't use climate control because it costs too much money in a huge warehouse to store all these herbs. But here's two things that we'll never do that everybody else is doing. Most companies radiate or they sterilize their herbs before they come into quarantine because they don't want to take a chance of them having any bacteria or anything like that on the herbs. Well, what they don't realize is the soil-based microorganisms are actually some of the things that make the vibrations in the plant and the herb so successful. You have to preserve the life force and the energy and the efficacy. That's why our products work so good. We don't even use, for our raw herbal extraction process, We invented a glycerospheric technology to where we don't use alcohol. It's all done under 105 degrees, the whole extraction process. It's all done in glass vessels. We're the only facility that uses all glass vessels for processing. There's a facility in Germany that does it as well because we don't want the herbs touching the metal for a long period of time because it can alter the electromagnetic. We vortex them. We're the only company that uses triple distilled water like Paracelsus, the great alchemist from the 1600s. And I mean, to me, like that's the level of quality that we need to be at to be able to provide people with the best organic, non-GMO, vegan friendly, high vibrational supplements on the market. I mean, to the point where we needed a scraper to scrape some powder out of some Pyrex dishes. And they called me up on the phone and said, we need a scraper, but we know that you don't want to use plastic. And we know that you don't want to use metal. So what can we use? So I had to think about it for a while, and I started doing research online, and I actually found that somebody to go to the Stonehenge quarry, you know, that the Stonehenge, Stonehenge is made from a really powerful paramagnetic stone. And they actually got a block of stone from the Stonehenge quarry. And it was one of these guys who does these ancient, he makes these ancient tools. And he actually made us and polished us a scraper out of the Stonehenge quarry. It's a stone scraper. So as you scrape the material, you're imparting the paramagnetic earth frequencies into the powder. So that's how crazy I am. That's how detailed I am. It's like, no, we want to, like, every step of the way, make sure that everything is just perfect. And it's the most potent product at the end.
Yeah. We clearly you're putting in, like, every detail, so much thought, and from the farm to the facility, you know, it's going to cost a lot to have farmers who, you know, you have to pay these farmers a fair wage who are going above and beyond in this way. And then the facility being so, you know, eco-friendly and, you know, high-tech and advanced in this specific way. So that's a lot of investment. But I wonder, that's also a challenge, because how do you communicate that to the consumer and have them understand that all this is going into it? You know, and the value of all that. I imagine that's gotta be a challenge.
It is really challenging, because people's attention span, especially since social media came out, is just like, you only have a couple seconds to tell people things. But, you know, we're a very high-end luxury brand, and people that take our products, they get results. And as a matter of fact, we have thousands upon thousands of reviews, 5-star reviews, and we have a complete 1-year like it or not money back guarantee. Like, we don't even ask any questions. If you don't get results, we'll just give you a full refund on it. That's how proud and how, you know, secure we are with the products that we sell. We just sent our turmeric. We're trying now to be able to measure the vibrational frequencies of supplements to be able to show people, This is how high our vibrations are in our supplements versus some of the other ones. And we just sent our turmeric product, for example, which is a raw herbal extract of turmeric that goes through our process, and it goes through vortexing for like 9 days straight, and all kinds of really things to infuse it with energy. And our triple distilled water, by the way, is not only triple distilled water, it's a biophotonic triple distilled water with light frequencies infused into it. And so we sent our turmeric, we got 10 other turmerics on the market, the liquid extracts, and we sent ours in to a lab that measures vibrational frequencies. And ours was 10,000 times more vibrationally potent than any of the other turmeric products that were on the market. And they were all certified and organic as well. So the hard part, like you said, is, okay, how do you tell somebody, on the shelf, it just looks like there's 10 different turmerics out there. They all have the certified organic seal on them. They all have the non-GMO verified seal on them. I mean, which, you know, you can't be organic without being non-GMO anyway, but how do you differentiate yours from the other ones? And that's been a challenge. And that's something we're trying to get out more about, what goes on behind the scenes. Like, what's the story? You know, and we encourage people to go ask us questions. They can come by and schedule a VIP of our tour of our organic facility. What other company does that? Allows you to go in and do a tour of their facility and offers you 100% money back guarantee. And we just know that you're going to be satisfied with it. Personally, I take all the supplements, so I want to take the best. I mean, that's really another thing. It's like, I want to take the best thing that's out there. And so in order to do that, I basically have to develop it myself. So I'm literally the one that develops. And sometimes it takes me, you know, we send back herbs. We test everything before it even comes out of quarantine. You know, we test for potency, we test for adulterations, and we test for all kinds of stuff. You know, I'm always a believer that just focus on the customer first. Focus on doing a product that you would take and a product you know is going to create positive change in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps me going every single day, is knowing that we're helping so many people change their lives. And that's also why the education component is so important too, because ultimately we want to teach people how to heal themselves. We want to teach people that they have the power to heal themselves, because everything you need really to heal your body, you can get for free. Sunlight, meditation, mm-hmm. good sleep, clean water. That might be a little bit of money. You know, you can do water only fasting if you want. Mm-hmm. Eliminating all of the disruptions in your life by, mm-hmm. you know, the mental disruptions, by not hanging out with people who bring you down, not watching, mm-hmm. you know, being involved in social media, not watching the mainstream TV, which creates fear and anger and anxiety and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But people need help. Like, and so that's why most of our stuff that we develop is geared around cleansing and rejuvenation and helping people address the root cause of why they're in the position themselves. And that's another reason we just launched the Global Healing Institute too, which we'll have training available for practitioners, and we have courses there to teach people how to become their own doctor.
Okay, excellent. Is that something, can you talk a little bit about more about that through, you know, a lot of our, we have practitioners, you know, who view this, and also retailers, natural products retailers. And again, I think that they'll relate to your company the same way, like Whole Foods, I relate, because we're also independent, family run and owned. So, you know, a lot of our viewers are in that realm too. So the Institute, like, what might the retailers get from that?
Well, we're actually in the process of doing a retailer course right now, but it's great to go through the courses anyway. Right now, we only have 4 courses on there. We have the Root Cause of Disease course, which I recommend everybody watch that. And then that's the culmination of all of our research from the mid-90s, from like 95 to 98, what we learned from all that. And you don't even have to be a doctor. You don't have to be anything. But if you are, it makes it even better, because it's a great way to explain to people, your clients or your patients or anybody, about the real root cause of disease. So that's a great course to take. And then we have the Power of Fasting course. That course instructs people how to do intermittent fasting, juice fasting, water only fasting, which I'm a big fan of. The longest I've done is an 18-day water-only fast, but I wrote a book on that, a book on fasting called The Power of Fasting. And it's great to be able to implement some sort of fasting into your daily regimen and your client's regimen, even if it's skipping one meal a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, one of the things we found is that people are way overeating. They're eating 10 times the amount of food that they should be consuming. And Arnold Arid and some of those doctors in the past that were doing fasting were really recognizing that in the digestive system. I mean, basically, the reason why people don't have energy to heal is because all of their energy is going to digestion, to digest the foods that they're eating. So I recommend that. And that's the Power of Fasting course. The other course is vibrational healing, or how healing works really on a cellular level. And all these courses are a kid could take them. They're not super scientific. You don't need to understand a lot of that stuff to take the course. Okay. And it's vibrational healing. And it talks about the basics of how the body heals. Like, there's thousands of methods of healing the body. I mean, there's many, many different naturopathic doctors. I mean, they all have their own way to do it. Hopefully they're all doing detoxification and cleansing and healing the gut and the liver and the harmful organisms out, and then the chemicals and heavy metals, and then putting them on a maintenance program or whatever. Everybody should be always starting with listening and going through cleansing, is what we found. The body just starts to automatically start healing itself. So the vibrational healing course it's not how to do vibration or energy healing. It's more about how the healing process actually works. When you speak negative words, how that lowers your vibrational frequencies. When you think positive words, how that raises your vibrational frequencies. It goes into some of Masaru Emoto's research. It goes into David Hawkins' research with Power versus Force. talks about, you know, what your body's frequencies are in a state of enlightenment, in a state of love, in a state of peace, in a state of joy. It talks about the frequencies that someone would have if their body is suffering with cancer. You know, so it really merges, you know, the live foods and how those can raise your vibrational frequencies versus dead foods. And we have Curlian photography that shows that in there. So it's really like on a smaller level, an introduction to by how healing really works. Like if you take an herb that has a very high vibration, what happens when it goes in? Well, it goes in and starts, milk thistle might start to raise the vibrational frequency of the hepatocytes and stuff like that in your liver. So that's a really interesting course. What's the difference in someone's vibrational energy if they're a vegetarian versus a meat eater? You know, that's a big one. You know, you see, you know, through Curlian photography and through different types of measurement devices, you can see that their vibrational frequency is a lot lower if they're eating and consuming a lot of meat, especially red meat. So that's a very interesting course that all these practitioners can take. All these courses can be taken by anybody, really. It's just great knowledge that can help anybody out. It's 25 years worth of research and documentation put into these courses. And the last one is the Secrets to Happiness course. And that's something that's the latest course because of all the things and the trauma and the emotional roller coaster rides that everybody has been going through. And that's more about what is the root cause of unhappiness? What is the root, you know, how do you fix that? What are some of the things you can do in your life to create more happiness, more joy, more peace, more love? And how you can really pay more attention to yourself. And it goes into mindfulness. A lot of times people are just not mindful, especially when they're eating. And a lot of times people don't pay attention to themselves. I mean, we've been listening. We've been listeners. I've been a listener for 25 years and thousands of patients and customers. And it's amazing what you can learn just from listening. And I think that we've lost the skill of listening. A lot of people have lost the skill of listening because I've seen every condition you can possibly imagine. And I always ask everybody when they're done talking, I said, do you have any regrets? And pretty much everybody in that say is 60, 70 or whatever. And so I hear a lot of people that say, yes, I hear that a lot. I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have spent more time with my health. I wish I would have spent more time with my wife or my husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hits them and they start crying because it's like time is the only thing you can never get back. You can lose your money and you can make it. You can be unhealthy. You can have cancer and you can recover. You can recover from anything. But the one thing that you cannot get back is time. So that course teaches you to be grateful for what you have and to take advantage of what you have every single day. And it teaches you to be grateful. There's always somebody out there that's suffering more than you are. Mm-hmm. And you will have more moments of happiness and letting go of some of that fear and anxiety and living in the moment and living in the present time. And really methods that we've learned from listening to so many people over the years of how you can create that bubble of happiness in your life.
That's excellent. I'm definitely going to check all that out. And for anybody out there, you know, go through globalhealing.com and you can check out all that great information. So much learning to be done. So thank you for sharing all that with us and, you know, the medical community too. If anybody's, you're not, you know, you didn't learn this stuff in medical school and people still aren't learning this in medical school, I'm sure. So for everybody out there, just such good information. So let's just, before we wrap up, what's on the horizon? You know, can you tell me about goals for growth? What else is coming? I know you're working on the retailer education. What else can we expect to see?
Well, I'm always looking for new advanced methods of healing the body. And I really look for the things that we already have. And right now, what we're working on, and I think what the biggest demand is, we just came out with what's called the Supercharged C60, which is a nano carbon product, which is absolutely amazing at helping you detox at a cellular level. Okay. I think what we've noticed over the last couple years is from young children to adults, we've noticed a lot of separation. We've noticed a lot of drama in family scenarios, school scenarios, a lot of emotional roller coaster rides. So right now we're really focusing on looking at all the different ways that we can adapt and help people, just adapt quickly and help people with what they're currently suffering from. That's something that we've been really, really good at because we know what's going on in the world because we constantly get calls from people all the time. So it's like we can adapt to what people need and then get those products out, you know, as fast as we can to individuals. We definitely are expanding our worldwide presence. I mean, that's something that we want to do. We want to, we really want to be there and develop more of a community. I've got my YouTube channel, which is Dr. Group, if you're on YouTube, and there's so many videos. You can learn about everything. That channel's been around for probably when YouTube first started. So it's just, and we're really going to be focusing more on the Global Healing Institute too, and just getting more information out to practitioners, being, you know, that's one thing that we really love to do is to talk to people. And, you know, our customer satisfaction team, anyone can call us, whether they buy products or not. And sometimes they'll sit on the phone with someone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We're not like, our company is not like about the money first. Our company is about the customer first. And how can we help them? And that, I think that's what sets us apart from a lot of the other companies, especially the private equity. My belief and my philosophy is always do good for people first and the money will come later. And we use a lot of that money for a lot of worldwide efforts all the time. Like we use a good percentage. We're constantly donating to plant more trees, more fruit trees everywhere. We're just giving back. And it's like the more you give, the more you receive rules. So that's our mission, is just like try to reach more people. It's been very difficult for us in the natural space. We've been all censored heavily over the last 4 or 5 years by social media platforms. I mean, starting 5 years ago, Google knocked every natural health site completely off pretty much the first 5-6 pages of search. Everybody, Dr. Mercola, all of us in this health space have been attacked, and we've been heavily censored for the last 5 years. In the last year alone, we've been even more heavily censored.
Yeah.
We've been coming out and speaking against the narrative that, you know, the lies and the deceptions of, you know, the mainstream media and big pharma that they've been coming out and trying to tell people. And so we've been counteracting that and trying to tell people the truth. And we've been taken down off of Twitter and Facebook and all social media. So it's very difficult for us. We're trying to navigate that. And all we want to do is tell the truth. All we want is for people to wake up and become truth seekers. I mean, isn't that what we really should be doing, is like seeking the truth? And so it's really hard now when you have a lot of people out there that are really having a hard time finding the truth. So that's kind of what we've all behind the scenes been working together on, is to try to, how can we really get more of this information, this truth out to the masses? And it's really hard. So, but we're steadfast. I've been an activist for 20 something years, going up against the cancer industry. I went up against I was working with March Against Monsanto. I was doing the marches, all of that so it's all about, and I've had death threats, multiple death threats in my life.
Sure.
I've attacked the telecom industry for 5G, for the cell phones, we've gone head to head with every, you know, company and toxin and stuff, and tried to educate people. And, but that's what it's all about. It's a mission. I mean, Global Healing is not even really a company. It's a mission. Yeah. And it's a mission to educate people about what is going on in their life, what's causing them to be sick. So they can say, wait a second, are you telling me it's everything in my external environment and everything I'm putting inside myself? Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, you're doing such excellent work. So I want to thank you for sharing your story. I mean, we're here to help spread the message and educate as well. So keep us posted on what's going on. And again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for everything. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Great talking to you.